So this is not a technical presentation. This is actually probably my first non-technical presentation in the CloudStack community. But I will mention a little bit about virtualization here, just to kind of make an analogy for my next point. So we all kind of understand this concept around hardware, and you put the hypervisor on top of that, or if it's a type 2 hypervisor, maybe you put a host operating system on there, install KVM, then you've got your guest operating system. You got this stack kind of going for you. So that is kind of what we're looking at for today's, or this week's conference venue. We've got kind of Apache at our lowest level, and on top of that is where Apache Con sits. And then we're kind of the guest operating system running on top of Apache Con. So off to the left there, we got our CloudStack collaboration conference. So it just kind of gives you an idea of what's all going on today and where we fit into this. Let's take a look a little bit at the timetable just to give you a feel for where presentations are going to be happening, specifically around CloudStack. So today, after this presentation, we've got two rooms going. We've got the talks in the ballroom, and we've got, I don't know how to pronounce, if it's Vigor or whatever that is. You got two rooms here, basically, going all day. I should have probably asked Giles what that, how you pronounce that, but I didn't remember. So, so the ballroom and that other one with a V and a C at the end. Yeah, so two tracks basically going on throughout the whole day. That's today. It's pretty simple, just the two tracks. Tomorrow we got some ApacheCon keynotes that sort of take up the morning up until around 10:30. And then we're basically back into the same kind of a venue where we've got just the the ballroom and the other room, which I will not say again, going on throughout the day. In the evening tomorrow, we've got a reception going on at the beer market. So I'd really encourage you to check that out. Wednesday is pretty simple from a CloudStack standpoint. We've got a hackathon going on for most of the day. So that would be great if we could get as many people as possible to kind of participate in that. We do a lot of these kind of conversations over the mailing list, and we do a really good job just kind of communicating with people that way, but it's really good to get a chance to actually sit down with everybody who you've typically just been speaking with over email the past 6-7 months and just kind of do things face to face. Sometimes you just get a lot more done that way. And yeah, Thursday is all kind of ApacheCon talks, so nothing really CloudStack specific on that day, but just sort of wanted to point that out. All right, well, wanted to thank our sponsor, ShapeBlue. These guys have been, I've known them for probably the whole 6 years that I've been in the CloudStack community. I think I visited Giles and Paul and those guys maybe 4 times in London. I was just at a CloudStack meetup in April. And I think they just had one last week. So they do a lot of CloudStack meetups, and they're really just very active in the community. So maybe let's give a round of applause to ShapeBlue for sponsoring the CloudStack conference. All right. So yeah, just kind of mention some of the Twitter handles as you're maybe going through the presentations today and taking some pictures, making some comments on Twitter. We're looking to maybe just kind of use CloudStack or CCC18 as our Twitter handles. So maybe keep that in mind as the couple days progress. Okay, so 1 year. I'm actually referring to 1 year since the last CloudStack Collaboration Conference. So it's really more like, I don't know, it was April of last year. So it's almost been a year and a half. So what I go through here is really gonna be a little bit of some of the stuff that we've covered in the past maybe 16 to 17 months since the last CloudStack Collaboration Conference in Miami. So what have we been doing? We've been busy with a lot of releases. So there's actually been at least 4 major releases in the past 16 months. The major releases, so they pretty much, ever since CloudStack was donated to the Apache Software Foundation, the major, major release has been 4. So they all kind of start with 4. But what we consider major releases in the community, at least until we get to the 5.x release, is anything like 4.9, 4.10. So we've had actually 4 major releases in the past 16 months, 2 of which, the 4.9 and the 4.11 releases, are long-term support, LTS releases. So a lot's been going on in terms of actually releasing code that people are using in production environments. And in fact, right now, we're in the process of working on 4.12. And there's, well, we'll get into some of the features in a couple slides from now. But I guess the main takeaway here is there's been a lot of good releases. We're still developing code very vigorously in the CloudStack community. So it's been a great environment the whole time since our last conference. So let's just kind of talk about 4.11 for a little bit. This was it's the most recent LTS release, and we actually delivered more than 250 new capabilities for this particular release. I won't go through all of these in detail, and of course that's just a small handful of all of the different features that went into the release, but there was probably two dozen people working on all of these different features. And the 4.11 being an LTS is especially important to customers because in some environments, they just need to make sure that they're installing a software version that is going to be continuously revved over the coming years. And so a lot of times, releases like 4.9, 4.11, the LTSs, they are especially critical to the CloudStack community's success, and it's great to be able to see that we were able to update not just this new 4.11 release, but also go back and update 4.9. So I think the community's been very successful in their releases over the past year and a half. Let's just take a look. So some of the, just an example of an improvement. There's been many, many improvements, but one of them that was kind of especially critical from a very general standpoint is improvement in how fast a virtual router can reboot. I mean, it sounds like a simple thing, just how fast you might be able to reboot something. But in this case, we actually were able to drop the time down from almost 2 minutes on VMware to 20 seconds, 44 seconds on KVM to around 26 seconds, and with Zen Server, around 3 minutes down to 30 seconds. So this is especially important around upgrades and things where you're consistently having to reboot these kind of devices. So this is just a very nice user experience improvement, and it's just one sample of a lot of the improvements that have gone in over the past year and a half. As I mentioned, we're really busy with 4.12, and this is, again, just a sample of some of the features that are going into it. In fact, some of these people will actually be giving specific presentations about, for example, the backup and recovery framework. I think Paul is, let's see, Paul, I think you're doing that one, right? Yeah, and we have a whole bunch of really interesting features that have gone in already to the 4.12 release. Now, we're not exactly sure when this particular release is gonna go GA, but it's just good to see that we just kind of picked up where we left off on 4.11, we just kept that same momentum going into 4.12, and we've got a whole bunch of features already in the works. So that's always great to see. Now let's talk a little bit about CloudStack adoption. The whole iceberg thing, maybe some of you already know kind of where we're going at with this, but I'll get to that in a moment. Let's first see if anybody knows what these numbers might indicate. Are there any guesses? It's all around CloudStack and adoption as a hint. 219, anybody have an idea?
Users,
okay, that's a good one. I'm not gonna say whether they're right or wrong here. I'm gonna go to the next page. All right, how about the 116,000?
Users.
Maybe. How about 21,000? Anybody on that one? Users? Okay. Well, let's just see what it actually is. All right, so our known user list is actually 219. And that's what we were referring to as kind of that tip of the iceberg. It's been really common in my experience, and I've talked to many people at ShapeBlue and CloudOps and a whole bunch of people throughout the CloudStack community. There's a lot more than 219 CloudStack users running in production, but this is the known list. One of the main issues we have, and I'll get to it in a later slide, is that people, once they try out CloudStack, they're not always necessarily willing to advertise that they use it for either competitive reasons or whatever. So we have a lot of reasons we've heard from people over the years why they can't kind of say that they're using it publicly, which makes this 219 users number much smaller than it really is in reality. So let's take a look at some of those other numbers and get a feel for what I mean. So in the last 12 months, our management server packages were downloaded. That's the 116,000 number. So they're being downloaded. This is just over the course of the past year. So 116,000 times the management server software itself was downloaded. And that was from 21,000, roughly 21,000 different IP addresses all around the world. So CloudStack is definitely being utilized very heavily, much more so than we would see from that 219 number. So that's the tip of the iceberg. The real user base is what you see, or what you don't see, rather, below the surface of the ocean there. Let's take a quick look at a map of the world just to get a feel for where CloudStack is the most downloaded. I guess the United States ends up being the most popular place that it's downloaded from, but it's also followed closely by China, Brazil, Europe, Canada, so Russia, Australia. It's all over. It's a very big distribution of CloudStack across the world. So it's very popular software, even if we can't always get users to be in a position to claim that they use it. We've heard many different, I don't know, maybe call them excuses over the years, but the point of the matter is CloudStack is being used very heavily. I speak with people in my job at SolidFire, now it's NetApp, many times who have tried out things like OpenStack, and just because of the complication, they decided to try out CloudStack, and they tell me how happy they are with CloudStack. So I know that's kind of anecdotal in that particular case, but it seems like it happens quite regularly in my experience, and I've talked to people from many companies like ShapeBlue, CloudOps. They seem to have the same sort of experiences. So CloudStack is very much alive and well. I don't really know what to say about this particular slide, but it's very cool, and I think Dog worked on it quite a bit to draw all this data. So I'm going to put it up here for a second. This is just kind of an idea of how our management server packages have been downloaded per, I don't know if it's per month or whatever, over the past year or so. So you can see it's not exactly super easy to come out with particular information from this. Maybe more after a release went out, you might have seen a heavier number of downloads, but the slides will be available if anybody wants to take a look through this and kind of try to glean it for some more information. I just thought it was kind of interesting to have all of this information. Let's take a look at a quick cartoon. This is actually, I won't go ahead and read it directly, but it's the one guy saying that he doesn't really know anything about CloudStack. He's not sure what the adoption rate is. He's a little tentative about trying it out in his environment. And then somebody gets him to do it. After a few months, they've run CloudStack very successfully in production. And then we come back to them and say, great, it's working out. Would you be okay doing a white paper or some kind of publicity around it? And unfortunately, for the majority of CloudStack users, it's something that they don't necessarily feel comfortable doing. So I guess the gist is I really like to encourage anybody who is using CloudStack in production, even in their development environments, to help with whatever they do for their business, to see if it's something that you're able to actually do to announce that you use CloudStack. Because one of the things we've always had trouble with, I think, in, well, maybe Apache in general, is around marketing. Most of us are mainly interested, I know I am, in doing the technical stuff. But it is really important if we can do some work around marketing as well and just get people to understand that CloudStack is, it just works, as our old Twitter tagline used to say, CloudStack works. And it's very easy to use compared to many of the alternatives. So just one little quote here, kind of that's in line with this. We had one user recently note that they spent 4 years and just millions of dollars installing OpenStack and trying to get their services up and running on that. And then only recently they decided to start again with CloudStack. Now, this is not one of my customers, but I have had probably a half dozen similar experiences in maybe the past year or two. So, it's just very interesting around the marketing aspect, how we just don't get out there and market CloudStack, but it's really a great alternative to many other similar products. All right, cool. So at this point, I'm going to stop talking for a little bit. We've got three users who are going to come up and each do about 10 minutes talking a bit about their business, what they use, why they picked CloudStack, what they use it for, and how that's been going for them. So our first is Mike from, Mike, there we are, from cloud.ca.